I'm going to follow Rabbi Haskell's lead and discuss a little about the end of the year today. We'll see the message for next week, what that'll be. I don't want to go to Rabbi Wender nervous here, but I looked at an invitation for the graduation next week, and I was reading it. I edit a little bit. It says here there's going to be commencement exercises. Now, we have an HTC dictionary in my room, and the word commencement means to begin. So graduation means like concluding. People, if you tell the seniors they're going to be beginning next week, you know, they can say, no, we're finishing. We're out of here, so to say. So why is it, I think it's a typo. It says commencement, exercises. Take a look. I mean, that's what, in fact, graduations in general are called commencement exercises. So what's going on here? I noticed that yesterday. And then I was in New York for Chasana on Sunday, and I was talking to my son. He told me a quick shot. In the parasha, when the Mishkan was concluded and completed, a Yom Kalos Moshe, Lahakim Esa Mishkan, when he finished putting up the Mishkan. And so Rashi says, Yom HaKamas HaMishkan. So Rashi says, it doesn't say when they completed it, when they finished it. It says, Hayud Yisrael Kekala Nichneses L'chupa. Kalos. L'chalos means to finish. Vayichulu. That's the right word. But it's an unusual word. It doesn't always, that's the word for finishing. Kekalos. When Moshe completed the Mishkan, there's a comparison to the day of Achaz and Kala entering into Chupa. Now, Achaz and Kala entering Chupa are beginning their new life. They're beginning their new life. And yet Moshe was completing the Mishkan and putting the final touches on it. So we're having here a confusing situation. The completion of the Mishkan, and when he finished, Kalos, he finished putting it all together. And that's called the day of Klal Yisrael entering to the Chuppah with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, so to say. There's a hint, there's a reference to a Kala, a Chasen Kala, beginning in life. So one's ending and one's beginning. Again, we're seeing something going on here. So maybe the invitation, there's something going on here with commencing and finishing and beginning. So I think that's exactly the message which we want to talk about here today on this wonderful Wednesday. Is that as the year and the school year comes to its conclusion, we are now ready to begin. Anyone who thinks that we're out of here, it's behind us, we're finished, is really finished. We have just now, we're arriving at the point where we've gotten you ready to begin the next step. We've gotten you ready for the summer. We've spent many months intensely learning, davening, in an environment of hashkafa, of B'nai Torah, of Aliyah, mitzvos, and now we're not finishing anything. We are just now getting to the point where we're ready to let you now begin your summer. You now have the tools and the ability to take the next step. Yeshiva is not behind you, it's with you. We've accumulated all these experiences, all this ability, we've matured, we've developed. Now we have our perspective, now we have our Rebbeim, we have our Chaverim, we have our Chavrusas, we have Rabbi Schechter. We have, for the first minute already, we have what to do, we have our schedule. I mean, with the program at Makor, we are ready to begin. It's not behind us, we're ready to start. When the seniors sit on the stage next week, it's a very emotional moment, it's very exciting to see that. They're not ready to finish. We're not marking the ending of anything. We're just beginning. It's a commencement. And in fact, even the Goyim, Bahavdil, recognize that graduations are commencement exercises. That's not a typo. Because it's recognized that now that you have your studies, you have your qualifications, now you're ready to begin your life. It's not the ending of anything. In fact, there's a danger because in this week's parasha, Kalos Moshe, this thing about the Mishkan was about the Nesim, the end of last week's parasha. What does this week's parasha say? You know where the Mishkan was built? Where was the first place? Where was the location? It was at the foot of Har Sinai. It was built at the foot of Har Sinai. They were still there. They stayed at Har Sinai for a full year, minus 10 days. They just got to Rosh Chodesh Sivan. They left on the 20th of Iyar the next year. And the Mishkan was built on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, a month and a half before they left Har Sinai. It means it was built at Har Sinai. And if you don't picture that, then you haven't gotten it right. The Mishkan was, the first time it was actually built and put into service, it was actually still at the place where they stood when they got the Torah. Same location. That means our avoda, when we start applying ourselves, is that in action, in words and in action, we have to be in the shadow of Matan Torah. Our avoda, our continued efforts, have to be at the foot of Har Sinai, in the same position where we were when we learned all of our Torah. That's where we begin. And in fact, when Klal Yisrael left, there was a slight problem, because of Ayisu Mehar Hashem, and Rashi says, they ran away from Har Sinai. There was some element of a rush, let's get out of here. It's exactly the mashal, unbelievable, the end of a school year, those who think that they're running away, it's a very dangerous situation, very undeveloped and very immature situation. It's, of course, we all need a relief. We need a little bit of relaxation. We need a change of pace. But that's to recharge ourselves. We're allowed to be a little bit relaxed because obviously the schedule here is very demanding and everybody's living up to it and applying themselves, cutting back on sleep and cutting back on other things. That's acceptable, but it's only in order to propel ourselves forward. So let's learn these lessons of the end of the year, so to say, because it's the beginning of the next step. And I believe with all of the efforts we had over the last couple weeks to mark these occasions, it's really been a time we could really mark our accomplishments. And with one last thought, yesterday we had a tremendous Kiddush Hashem. I have pictures to prove it. I have the pictures already. We went to a restaurant yesterday, we went to a catering, and we had 30 Talmidim who celebrated a Siyum with totally on their own free time. Times that you walk through the snow and the ice and the cold on Friday nights. Even most of the dorms have been in my house at least once or a couple of times. Sometimes come every time they have an out traffic, they try to make it in the neighborhood. You know what it's like. We had a Siyum yesterday. And when we said the Siyum, we said, we're not finishing a Masechta. Kishem Shesiyamnu. Just like we finished Masechta Chagiga. Kain Tazreinu Lahaschil. Had a Siyum. The first thing you say is, Baruch Hashem, we finished. No, but we're about to begin. And we should have the Schus, and we should have the Korach, and the Siyata Shmaya to begin. That's what we do at a Siyum. We begin again. Wish tremendous Hatzlacha to everyone. To have continued wonderful Wednesdays, tremendous Tuesdays, marvelous Mondays. I can't think of any others right now. Super duper Sundays. And every day should be wonderful. And we tremendous Nachas. You get Nachas from us, we get Nachas from you. And we save yes.